You know what? We had a couple get out of the gate early. Our big guys up front, they fought pretty well. Didn't win them all. They had their hands full, but they battled. Got Rashad going, had a couple nice runs early. It was encouraging to see. And he got a nice workload because of it.
Do you see that workload continuing on Sunday, or do you think you'll go back to more of the committee?
We'll see how the game goes.
Did Darko get dinged up at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is Harris a concern? Didn't practice today. How important do you think he's?
That's probably a better question for Coach. Yeah.
Were you amazed at the production of Odell Beckham in that game, given that he was so sick he needed a couple of IV bags at the half?
You know, I was really unaware of it until it happened. I know he was ill a little bit earlier in the week. I knew it was going to be a humid night, and you know, glad he came back and responded well to the treatment, to the IVs, and didn't miss a beat really. And you're just hoping that, you know, he can come out and not cramp up after that. He had some opportunities to win down the field. We caught the right coverages, and cashed in on him.
What's he doing better this year? When you look at him, I know you always say the goal is for him to get better and improve.
What I think he's doing better, I think, you know, the starting point is at practice. You know, he's getting a lot of reps at practice. You can see the chemistry developing between he and Eli. And he's playing multiple positions and working hard to get the techniques down at those positions.
Is Josh Norman as good a cornerback as he'll face, you think, this year?
He's a young, athletic, hungry guy. He'll be a great challenge. Look forward to the matchup.
Do you anticipate he'll be played on Odell most of the game? It seems to be a little late.
We'll be ready for it either way.
Do you have to try and scheme around a cornerback? Is it something that, as a coach, as an offensive coordinator, that you do at all, or is it something that you even think about?
We're going to play our game. We're not going to shy away from anybody. We'll pick our spots at times, but we're not going to back down from any challenges.
We focus a lot on the individual matchups, but is it too simplistic to say, I mean, as good as Odell is, that one cornerback by himself could shut him down in a game? Or do they need, you know, is it the scheme more than one guy?
Well, they're not. You don't go into a game thinking they're going to double cover Odell on every play. They're going to pick their spots like everyone else has. And I'm sure the single high safety, if they want to play that way, will favor them. They may play a safety over the top of them at times, and they may give them a one-on-one matchup at times. It's up to the quarterback to find his one-on-one and take advantage of it.
So a quarterback like him gets his assignment, his receiver for the week, and he can study Odell. Mm-hmm. How much time do you or how much time does Odell spend on him specifically versus their scheme?
We study the techniques, you know. First, it starts with the personnel department there on, you know, these guys and the way they play and their athleticism and, you know, the type of players they are since they come out of college. So you obviously have a record of these guys that goes back a long way. And then you study the tape, see how they're playing this year, put a plan together, and then the players really kind of jump into that and study their individual matchups. And I'm sure there's a lot of conversation going on around the league, the type of players, you know, they're going to see and the type of matchup and their play style, and you tailor it to that.
Did you try to run more, you know, pick plays or crossing patterns to try to force the different matchup?
No, we don't pick here. It's against the rules.
You rub?
Rub? We don't pick here.
Ron is very big a comparison between Odell and Jerry Rice. How do you see, do you agree with that, I guess? And how do you want to shield him from that, maybe? Or is that okay for him to hear those things?
We talk a lot about focusing on what we can control, and that's the way we play, being ready for situational football, being ready for the matchups in front of us, and taking advantage of our opportunities. That's really out of our control.
What is it about the pass rush coach that makes it so effective?
You know what? They're a talented front, and they have some depth. They have some big bodies, some wide bodies. You know, Jared Allen playing against him for – you know, a bunch of years. In my last stop, he's a slippery guy still, and he's effective there. But they have a variety of guys who can get to the quarterback in a variety of ways. They do a nice job in coverage, so you have to hold the ball a little bit longer than you would versus a normal opponent. But I really think what separates this defense from a lot of defenses in the league is they have three linebackers plus, you know, who are instinctive, who can play with speed and physicality, and they can cover. They can rush and they can cover, and they can do it a variety of ways. So they're very skilled there at the second level.
What is it about this offense, in your estimation, that makes it a good fit for Eli? I mean, that was a pretty good game he had Monday.
I think it starts with his preparation. You know, he's a guy who plays the game before he plays the game. He studies the opponent. He studies the scheme. He knows what he likes and what he doesn't like. He likes having some control of the adjustments at his fingertips. And, you know, he takes a little, you know, there's a lot of responsibility that goes with it, and he handles that well.
This offense, I assume, gives him more of that opportunity than most of the other offenses out there?
Yeah, we play fast-paced. We want to be adjustment-based. There's a lot of flexibility in the offense. You just can't try to do too much.
The numbers suggest it was. Do you feel like that was Eli's best game that he's had since you've been here?
You know what, going through the game, you know, didn't feel like he was having, you know, a monstrous game by any stretch of the imagination. We were focused on the task at hand. And afterwards, when you see the numbers, you know, you think back and you can see the ball hitting the ground a bunch. But we definitely had a big-time challenge. That was a good defense we played. And, you know, I guess as the game was going on, I didn't necessarily realize it.